Sent you by. magic land, from the magic land. Just to smile, thinking out. I know it might sound silly talking to the trees, but you will find him spells and things. Just for you and me, thinking aloud. Come with me, we will meet in heaven. We'll attend a fair, singing talking to the trees, but you will find him over there, teaching
something tells me you started learning. Are your eyes as blind as ever?
You do simple. sitting over here on parchment farm. Sitting over here on parchment farm. Never done no man no harm. Cotton by the left foot sag. I taught that cotton by the left foot sag. I taught that cotton by the left foot sag. 12 gauge shotgun at my back. Sitting out here on number 9, all I do is drink that wine. Parchment farm, never done no man no harm. Shoot my wife.
This time it hurts, what shall I do? sky's falling, and I gotta run now. Why gotta get me away somehow? I hear it calling, even when I'm sleeping. Why pick a face out of a crowd?
She's a familiar clown. She's a familiar clown. She's a familiar clown.
No. The sky is falling. My head is rumbling. Why can't hold it off much longer now? Cause when she's not with me, and you know I should be free. I feel that girl got me anyhow.
She's a familiar now.
I can't take it.
She's a familiar now.
She's too much.
She's a familiar now.
I swore that I would never love no until the sky fell from above. You know she just tears it down. Lips. Everything about this girl turns me on. And even though she says she really digs me, there's a little force inside that I keep saying, brother, you fell too fast, you need help. So why don't somebody help me? Cause I do need help. So please, why please?
thing. Say, I'm sitting here, I'm Paul Revere, and I'm sitting here talking to my Raiders, and we're going to go through little questions here. And first question I'd like to ask you fellow Raiders is, I understand we all write music. What did you write on Midnight Ride, Fang?
Attaboy, Paul.
Well, I'd be really happy to tell you all that. On our album Midnight Ride, I wrote Get It On with Drake. But on a new album called Spirit of 67, I wrote two songs. One's called Why. The other song is called In My Community. What do you think about that, Paul?
That sounds just fab gear, Fang. And now we move over to Harpo.
Yeah, boy, Paul.
Harpo, what songs did you write on our new album?
New album I wrote, I didn't actually get any songs on the new album.
Where is our home base?
Home base is mostly in our bus, a cute little bus that's all fixed up with grills and curtains and marked puppets.
Raiders, have we always worn early American costumes?
No!
How do you dress offstage, Fang?
Well, I prefer the textures and the colors. I like to wear colors and textures.
You prefer fabric material?
Oh, of course.
Above metal or wood, right?
Indubitably.
Mark, how do you dress off stage?
Well, I do dress off stage, but I wear skin-tight pants and high-heeled boots and blousy shirts, but there's nothing wrong with me.
Harpo, how do you dress off stage?
I usually dress in things that are comfortable. Most of all, I love to wear my bathrobe.
Yes, he does have a very fine bathrobe. It's made of brown terry cloth.
All the time, and as soon as I get in the motel, I like take off my clothes in the bathroom and put on my bathrobe, and then I feel free.
Raiders, do you like the mini skirts, the pants suits for girls, and do you like to see girls with short or long hair?
Huh? Yeah!
Raiders, what do you think? Who has influenced us most, individually or collectively?
Oh, well, there's no doubt about it. Individually has more influence than collectively.
No, I think collectively had a great soft shoe routine. You had to give me that old ta-ta-ta-ta. He was great.
Okay. Who are your favorite composers, Fang?
Oh, I have several. I like Charles Ives, and I like Claude Debussy, and I like all the current composers of music. They influence us, of course.
Oh, of course. Who is your favorite composer, Mark?
I like a lot of the old masters in the period of time Fang mentioned it. Also, I like Dylan, and of course, that great team, Lennon and McCartney, and I'm not doing so bad these days.
Have you made any far-range plans for the future, Fang, and what might they be?
Of course I have. I plan on living a lot.
What about you, Mark Lindsay?
I plan on writing a lot of songs and becoming a dramatic actor of great prominence.
Team.
What about you, Harpo?
Well, I want to write a lot of songs to promote love and peace and warmth, and I also just want to live all I can and maybe live to be 900 years old before I finally float away.
Clean. What about you, Smitty?
I think I'll help Harpo's speech impediment.
My plans, this is Paul, for the future is just grow very old, become a great-great-grandfather, please. Thank you very much.
cause I like what I see.
Listening to The Perfumed Garden on WFMU's Rock and Soul Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in, being in the chat boards. If you're checking this out in the archives, thank you. At the beginning of the show, I asked two trivia questions, and here are the answers. So, the first question I asked was, name the number one Beatles single, back in 67, by the way, because these are from Teen Set, so trick question. But name the number one Beatles single which they didn't write. The answer to that is Slow Down. It was actually written by Larry Williams. So there you go. Number two, both Johnny Rivers and The Ventures recorded hit versions of the theme song of a famous British TV show, which for a while appeared in America and starred Patrick McGoohan. That was Secret Agent Man, so maybe I tricked you, maybe I didn't. I'll be back next week with two more trivia questions to test your musical knowledge. Okay, we started off the set with Montage. The song is Love from their self-titled album. I pulled that off of the Sundays reissue of that on CD. After that, The Collage. Rainy Blue Memory Day from their self-titled album. After that, the Kirkbees, Bless You. That was an RCA Victor single from 1964. After that, Jack and the Beanstalks, A Long Time Coming, A Long Time Gone. An A-side from 68. After that, Cure of Aries, Oval Portrait. That was an A-side, and it's not on the label, it's mysterious, but it came out in 1968. After that, Yellow Brick Road, When Fall Arrives. That was an A-side from 68. After that, Bethlehem Steel, Magic Landman, a Pork Knuckles single from 72. I like the names of these labels, especially the next one. Flight with Trifle Cerevia, and the label is Poop Deck, and it just looks funny to me, I don't know, but it came out in 1970, and it's pretty cool. After that, The Blues Image, Parchman Farm, from their album Open that came out in 1970. After that, The Artwoods, What Shall I Do, from Art Gallery. This was a band that had a couple of pretty heavy hitters. Had one guy from Rory and the Hurricanes, you know, which Ringo was originally the drummer for them. And it also had Arthur Wood, who was Ronnie Wood's older brother, and organist John Lord of Deep Purple. So had a pretty cool lineup there. That came out in 1965. After that, Quadrangle, She's Too Familiar Now. That was an A-side from 65. After that, The Fabulous Apostles. That has to be the funnest name ever. With You Don't Know Like I Know. And that was an A-side from 68. After that, Seven Dwarfs, Stop Girl. That was an A-side from 65. Then, a small little interview of the Raiders that I pulled from this issue of Teen Scoop that I have. It's just a little flexi disc that you have to tape down on your turntable, and it actually works. I was so shocked. I thought it would destroy my cartridge and destroy the flexi disc, but it didn't, and it's held up for all this time. So there you go. And after that, the last song of the set was Brotherhood, Jump Out the Window, from their self-titled album. Came out in 68. That was what happened to Fang, Drake, and Smitty after they left the Raiders. All right, well, before the Garden closes its gates for the night, I have a couple more people to thank. And they would be my pals, Bob and Gina from Big Planet Noise. Gina also has a really cool show on Saturdays called Someday Matinee, Saturday evenings at 5 Eastern. Check her out. And Big Planet Noise airs every Monday on Give the Drummer Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern. That's the grooviest place to be ever. And Bob and Gina have been with me from the very, very beginning, and they have taught me so, so much. So I love you guys. Thank you for all that you do. And I can't wait for Monday night, because it's the grooviest place to be, you know? And hey, if you want to be groovy too, then you gotta pledge. And you can pledge where? At pledge.wfmu.org/donate/PF, or you can click the little rectangular box at the top of my playlist, and you will be supporting the greatest station to ever grace the airwaves. It's the coolest place to be, and I'm so thankful that I'm a part of it, and I'm so thankful for all of you guys tuning in here with me every Friday. It's great. It's great stuff. So I'll see you next week. Same place, same time. Be there or be square. Peace and love, peace and love. Stay groovy throughout the week. And if you find yourself being ungroovy, come back Friday and I will recharge your groovy battery. I don't know what I'm saying at this point. But I'll see you next week. Love you all. And stay safe. We'll be right back.
Buzzsaw. city at midnight, and then you play with your lust, and they sing to you each night from the rooftops in the city, and they dance.
Good morning, my dear friends. You're listening to Owl Sun, the Night Owl. This cold night, it's the witching hour. Elephant, a haiku. Frigid winter time. A huge elephant father. Above the daughter.
I know I see an